tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Long hello and welcome to the Radio Ranch. I'm your host, Uncle Rick. Today on the Radio Ranch, we're going to play songs about time. Songs with time in the title, songs about the passing of time, songs about telling time, songs about how time behaves. Well, let's get started with a song about time from the movie Casablanca. This is Dooley Wilson, As Time Goes By.
You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time goes by.
Just now and then, my line gets cast into these time passages. There's something back there that you left behind. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. Hear the echoes and feel yourself starting to turn. Something to learn. It's just a game that you play. To know, you reach out your hand, but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
Chicago, does anybody really know what time it is? That was from the 1969 debut album, Chicago Transit Authority, and it was released as a single in 1970. The song was written and sung by Robert Lamb, and it became the band's third straight top 10 single. Peaked at number 7 in the U.S. Before that, we heard Al Stewart, Time Passages. That was from the 1978 album, Time Passages. And when it was re-edited and released as a single, it went all the way to number 7 on the Billboard charts. That record was produced by Alan Parsons. We started that set off with As Time Goes By. That song was written in 1931 by Herman Hupfeld, and of course, became famous in the 1942 Warner Brothers film Casablanca. The performer was Dooley Wilson as Sam. Now here's Tyrone Davis with Turn Back the Hands of Time from 1970.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you. Can't sleep at night, always thinking about you. Start all over, I would be wishing today on a four-leaf clover, and leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hands of time,
turn back the hands of time.
Oh baby,
turn back the hands of time.
Oh darling, I can't hold out much longer, but the pain is getting deep. All the hurt keep getting stronger. But if I had just one more try, I would be as alone until the day I die, and we would have a love so divine. If I could turn back the hands of time,
turn back the hands of time.
Remember, girl, that I love you. Oh, darling, please, please let me come back home. Your love has been so good to me, baby. And I just realized without it I can't go on. Cause for you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hand of time.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. And drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, there and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong.
Except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
That was Jim Croce from 1970, contemplating putting time in a bottle. ABC originally did not intend to release that song as a single, but Jim Croce was killed in a plane crash in September of 73, and the lyrics dealing with mortality and the wish he could have more time had additional resonance. It went on to become a number one hit. Before that, we heard Cher wondering what would happen if she could turn back time. And that was the song that relaunched Cher's career. Really, it was highly successful. It was seen as her major comeback in the late 1980s. And then before that, we heard Tyrone Davis, and he was wondering what would happen if he could turn back the hands of time, whereas Cher just wants to turn back time. Tyrone Davis's Turn Back the Hands of Time was also from 1970, and that became his second major hit. Spent 2 weeks at the number one spot on the Billboard R&B singles chart. Now here's Styx with Too Much Time on Their Hands.
Yeah.
Was Pink Floyd from Dark Side of the Moon, 1973. That song is simply called Time. It was released as a single in the U.S. The lyrics are about the passage of time, how time can slip by, but you may not realize it until it's too late. We started that set off with Styx and a problem that not everyone has, which is too much time on my hands. That was the second single from Styx's 1981 triple platinum Paradise Theater, written and sung by Tommy Shaw. He also played the lead guitar solo in the lead break there. And Shaw said that the inspiration for the lyrics for that song came from his experiences in a bar in Niles, Michigan. And in the middle of that set, we heard No Time by the Guess Who, composed by guitarist Randy Bachman and lead singer Burton Cummings. The song is basically a reverse Dear John letter. No time left for you. Backman said, that was our country rock song. Me and Burton trying to be like Neil and Stephen Stills. There are two versions of that song. The original was done for the Guess Who's album Canned Wheat. But this is a re-recording that was featured on the American Woman album. And that was the one released as a single in the U.S. and is the better known version. It peaked at number 5 in 1969. This next song is from a garage band from Cleveland, Ohio, The Outsiders. It was recorded in 1965, and it's Time Won't Let Me. This song has it all. It's got some electric organ with vibrato, it's got some horns in the background, and it's got that signature 12-string electric guitar part. Here's The Outsiders.
Thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know.
It's the time of the season for love.
Yeah.
That was Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. That's from 1983, from the album She's So Unusual. Before that, we heard Time of the Season. That's a song by the British rock band The Zombies, and that's from 1968. It was written by the keyboard player, who is Rod Argent, who later, of course, was in the band called Argent. And that song was recorded at Abbey Road Studios in August of 1967. It went all the way to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S. when it was released a year later. And remember, we started that set with Cleveland's The Outsiders. Time Won't Let Me. Now here's the Spin Doctors posing the musical question, what time is it?
No other. It's on the TV. in the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but I must use the wrong line. I been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I been in the right place, but I must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. Now I've been running, trying to get hung up in my mind. Ooh. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Just need a little brain salad surgery. Ooh. Got to cure my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seems like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seems like a wrong, 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 wrong. Sneaking, peeping, hiding out down the street. Ooh. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Root fried confusion if I'm making itself clear. Ooh. Wonder which way to go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but I must have took a wrong train. The right move, but I made it at the wrong time. I've been in the right trip, but I made it in the wrong call. Headed in a good place.
Well, we started that little set with the Spin Doctors asking, what time is it? And that was originally a jam song that they were doing at a fraternity party and then turned into a real song. And it turns out that what time it is the wrong time, because we just heard Dr. John doing Right Place, Wrong Time. That was from 1973. There's a lyric in that song that says, just need a little brain salad surgery, got to cure my insecurity. That line became the inspiration for the title of the album Brain Salad Surgery by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. They were originally going to call that album Whip Some Skull On Ya. Both of those titles are slang expressions for fellatio. Dr. John, of course, was born Malcolm John Rebenack Jr., and he passed away last year, 2019, on June 6th, and that album was produced by Alan Toussaint. Well, speaking of time, we're out of it. So that's going to do it for this installment of the Radio Ranch, where we played songs about time or songs with time in the title. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you the next time, right here on the Radio Ranch.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the crowds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails. About the clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.